Last year, Donald Trump's election promise to build a wall had companies working in border security riding a high.
With his emphasis on border security, I think the folks who were in this kind of industry got real excited.
Mike Beltrani is a vice president at Telephonics Corporation.
I think it's still going down that path. It's been a little slower than we expected.
They supply the U.S. Border Patrol and others with these big surveillance trucks equipped with an array of tools that can see as far as 12 kilometers away.
We got video, we've got radar, we've got IR sensors.
A truck like this can augment a border wall or make a wall less necessary. And Beltrani says a lot of programs take longer than you want to close on, but
I think it's going to actually, in the long run, be better off. It just takes a little more time sometimes.
Despite the wild swings in rhetoric around funding border security, organizers of the expo say interest level has remained high, with attendance in excess of 1,000 people from 10 countries.
Well, I think it's obvious because there's a lot more talk about border security, right, than what there has been in years past.
Mark Lucas works for Zero Base Energy. They provide efficient energy systems with large batteries and solar arrays to remote areas lacking power, say like a desert. He says people in his industry are still optimistic. Kevin Gramer with the infrared screening technology company ThruVision agrees. They develop passive sensors with the TSA that show mass transit screeners whether someone's carrying a gun or wearing a suicide vest.
Government procurement is always a challenge. We hope to have that problem in the future.
In this business, he says, sometimes you have to wait to win. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.